This is the Inner Peace Podcast with Joe Siegel. I am so appreciative, so grateful that you are here with me again on this podcast about finding and living with more peace and happiness and wellness. So I want to share an understanding that I just came to that I hope will resonate with you and I hope will help you. And it's about those times when things seem to be going wrong and those times that I've become upset, angry, and frustrated, and then even depressed. And it's usually because I am experiencing a runaway train of thought that is something to do with one of two types of feelings and of thinking patterns. One is why. I'm thinking, why is this happening? Why is it that my computer is freezing? Why is it that there's always something that is breaking down on my body? Since my hand hurts, my foot hurts, my back hurts, I have a headache. It's always something. Why is it always something? And I get into this train of thought that is a crazy train. It leads me to unhappiness. It leads me to think of answers that are very upsetting and frustrating and then depressing, that are just not true. Answers like, well, because I'm not good enough, I don't exercise enough, which may be true, and or that I haven't taken enough care, I'm not lucky, I am not something enough. And these answers my brain supplies because it wants to understand. Whenever you ask a question to your subconscious and to your brain, it starts working to give you what you want, to give you an answer, even if the answer is not accurate or right. And it's like if you go into Google and you ask a question, you'll get hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of answers. And I guarantee you, not all of them are right or accurate. And our brain works in a similar way. So it's just not helpful to be on that crazy train of why, of saying, why is this happening? And the other unhelpful train of thought that sometimes I have is the what if train, where I say, well, what if this happens and then rent goes up and then I lose a client, and then what happens if I can't afford my health insurance? What happens then if this happens or that happens? And it leads to that same crazy train thought of unhappiness and depression and anxiety, because we don't know what's going to happen in our future, most of us. And the things we're afraid of happening, almost every one of them never ever happens. So to say, what if, what happens if, oh no, is hopping aboard the crazy train of thought. So there's the why train of thought and the what if train of thought. And both of these lead to really unhappy experiences of mental health, of mental unwellness, of anxiety and anger, frustration, and even depression. And so the solution, as I discussed with my dear friend Darren Law, is to change cars in the train. When you're on a train of thought and you've been notice that you're in the why train of thought, or you're in the what if train of thought, you look up and you notice the signs because you're feeling anxiety and worry and depression. That's a sign. It says right there in the train car that you're in the wrong car. And you just say, okay, excuse me, I need to go to the next car, which is the what is car. The what is car and the what is train of thought. And you say, well, what is happening right now? What is happening is my hand is hurting, and I really don't like that. But it doesn't hurt all the time. And if I rub it, it feels better. And I'm sitting here in this chair, and I'm glad I have a chair to sit in and work at. And I'm sitting here in this house, and it's a nice house, and I'm glad I have a roof over my head. And you start to feel better because you're in the moment, and you're noticing and appreciating what's going on. And you know what? That pain in the hand, it goes away. And there may be a pain in the back or some other pain that comes up, and then you just say, well, what is happening right now? What am I noticing? What am I feeling? And you move through it. You face it. You feel it. You live it. You experience it. And then you start to appreciate the quality of living and acceptance in the what is car, which is has much better scenery, and the seats are much more comfortable in the what is car on the what is train of thought than in the why train of thought or the what is crazy train of thought. The seats are much more comfortable and the food is better. So when you find yourself asking these questions, why me? Why is this always happening? Or what if this happens? Or what if that happens? Then notice that you're in the wrong train. You're on the wrong train. You're on the tracks, but you're the conductor. You're the conductor, and you get to decide what car you want to be in. You want to be in the what is car, the what is train of thought. You want that brings you into the here and now, and this is all we have. The future is nothing that we can live in, or the past. They don't exist. We have the moment, the here and now. You can take a deep breath. We can only breathe in the here and now. You can't breathe in the future or breathe in the past. So you take a deep breath and you notice, oh, I'm in the wrong train. I need to step into another car, into the what is car. I'm the conductor of my feelings. I'm the conductor of my happiness and my life. I'm going to get back to the what is. I'm going to accept it. People are behaving rude to me. I'm not going to ask why. Why are they doing this? Why are they disagreeing or criticizing me or disagreeing with me or criticizing me or being rude to me or being unfair to me? Because that is a crazy train of thought. It leads to unhappiness and not to any healthy, enjoyable state of being in life. Instead, switch over to the what is train of thought, to the what is a car on the train of thought that you're in. What is it that I feel when someone is not being nice to me? What is it that I'm experiencing when someone's being rude to me on social media? I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling hurt. And then feel that. And then take a deep breath and keep moving and get on with life and enjoy it and create the good that you want to create in your life and do something. Take an action. And your attitude and your actions merge together, and you create more happy moments and more good health. And you enjoy life in the moment, and you start to see serendipity and synchronicity, those magical coincidences. You meet people, you have wonderful conversations with them in person, in real life, and in the real life space of online social media. And you connect with people in the here and now from a place of experiencing what is, not judging and comparing and complaining and saying why and what if, but what is, what is. So that's my message to you, my friends, here at Joe Siegel's Inner Peace Podcast, is you are the conductor of your happiness. It's what it is. So please visit josephsiegel.com. Sign up for my newsletter and get encouraging kindness audio messages sent to you to uplift your vibe, and stay in touch with me, and let's create a positive, happy, healthy life and world together. Thank you.